Jeremiah chapter number 6. If you will, this morning, the Lord's really laid this on my heart. And there's a lot in here, to be honest with you, this morning. And I'm going to try to give it to you as quickly as I can, but give you what the Lord has given me this morning. And you think about this is a special weekend, amen, Memorial Day, a special day, and it's kind of sad when you take and you think about how many people don't even know or realize, or they don't even think about, I guess is the best way I know to say it probably, what the day's even about. And it's so sad to see that we've forgotten and choose to forget, and a lot of people really don't even care about our history and what this day's about, and what she just sung about those that have bled and died, especially in the first verse. And the Lord, a lot of the songs referred to this morning, we sing those things, we say them, but a lot of times we don't even really think about what that means. And I'm guilty too. I'll be the first one to admit that this morning. I think if we really let it sink in, it would really change us in the way we do a lot of things. But Memorial Day is a special day. It's been set aside. Used to be called Decoration Day from a little bit of research and things that I did. And people argue about when it started and how exactly the first one was and how it started and all that type of stuff. If you want to look all that up, it's kind of interesting to read and just look at. And there's an argument about did it start in the north or the south, believe it or not, which is kind of interesting to look at and to study. But all that aside, Memorial Day is a needed day to remember those who fought and bled and died for our country. And as we get started, I'm going to go ahead and read the text here in Jeremiah. In verse 15, the Bible, in Jeremiah 6, in verse 15, talking about Israel here. In verse, I wish we had time to read the whole chapter, but verse 14, it talks about how they're saying peace, peace, but there is no peace. Now notice verse 15. It says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Talking about the Jews, Israel, God's people. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? You know, I think about that's a needed question to ask today. He's talking to God's people here. Was there shame? God's people had committed the abomination. You think about, we talk a lot today about those that are not saved, that are lost, committing abominations. But what about those that know the Lord Jesus Christ committing sin and things in their lives? Here he says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Didn't even blush about it. Didn't bother them. You think about, that's what's happened to us a lot of times with our sin, if we're honest today. And that's what's happened a lot of times in our country today, is things that used to bother us, that used to be hidden away in a closet, and that can involve a lot of things. Now, it's out in the open in churches. It's out in the open in homes. It's out in the open on TV channels. It's out in the open in public. You think about it, it's out in the open. There's no shame anymore when it comes to these things that there used to be. There's no blushing. We've become desensitized, I think is a good word there to use, to a lot of things. Comfortable with a lot of things. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Here's the famous verse, but the verse that we're going to be talking about as we begin this morning for the first part of the message, it says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye. Here is what they need to do because of the condition they're in. Stand, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for everything you've done. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for our country. Thank you, dear Lord, for every song that's been sung this morning that turns our hearts and minds, dear Lord, to what this day that's coming tomorrow, that this weekend's about, a Memorial Day. And dear Father, I pray that you would help us this morning as we look in your word with what you've laid on my heart, that you'd stir our hearts as Americans, but dear Lord, even more, that you'd stir our hearts as Christians. And dear Lord, that you would just do what needs to be done this morning in my heart, in my life, in each and every heart here. Help us this morning, I pray. Please help us in Jesus' name. Amen. You think about Memorial Day as a special day to remember those who died and fought for our country. And I heard these words not long ago, and they're from a man that's not really an American, but all y'all know the name, and he's one of the greatest leaders from the little bit I've read and studied that has ever been, especially in, I guess you'd say, a modern day history type of thing, and that's Winston Churchill. And everybody's familiar with that name. If you're not, you probably look him up and you maybe remember some things about him. But Winston Churchill made this statement long ago, and I heard this statement and I actually typed it out in my phone and saved it there to where I could look at it from time to time. And it really has spoke to my heart, and I think it's appropriate for Memorial Day. And the statement Winston Churchill made was this. And I want you to think about this in light of Memorial Day especially, and then the day and time that we live in. He said, "There may come a time where doing your best is not enough." What does the world always tell us today to do? Do your best. He said, "There may come a time when doing your best is not enough. Then you must do what's required." I think that speaks about Memorial Day right there to me in one quote. For those who did their best, but a lot of them had to give what was required for us to have the freedoms and things that we enjoy today. I think sometimes we need to do our best, but sometimes our best ain't good enough and we have to do what's required of us. You think about simply today, I'm thankful today for the men, for the ladies who fought and who have died for our country to make it free. Who gave, yes, their best, but who went above and beyond, I believe, the call of duty, we could say, and they did what was required, what was necessary. And this morning, that's what Memorial Day, in a nutshell, to me, is about. That because of them, we can have the freedom and enjoy the freedoms that we have today. And hopefully, Lord willing, we need to stand and be willing to fight as the next generation to still have these freedoms. I think about Jeremiah 6. I don't really have a title of the message this morning that really encompasses everything, so you can put down whatever title you want on your notes, but I'm going to give you the one that I have because this saying is on my heart, and you may think it's not an appropriate title, but it's fine. But the title in my heart this morning is Freedom is Not Free. Freedom isn't free. You think about this morning, those words are there etched in stone in the monument of the Korean War Memorial. I remember it. I was amazed. We didn't get to see all the monuments when we went to Washington, but I was sitting yesterday and the Lord brought that phrase to my mind. I sent some of you a song that I found. I sent everybody's email that I had a song about that. And boy, that was a powerful song. But anyway, I thought about those words. And I remembered them from somewhere, and I said, "Where is that?" And I got to looking, and sure enough, it was there on the Korean War Memorial. And I remembered that was one of the memorials that we got to see when I went to Washington, D.C. in March. And then when I seen the picture of where those exact words was on that memorial, as I walked through, I knew I tried to take a picture with my cell phone of those words on that monument. But because of the way they're spread out so big and everything and where you stand, I couldn't get a good picture, so I just deleted it out of my phone. But those words spoke to me that day, and they spoke to me again when I thought about Memorial Day. And I hope the Lord will speak those to you this morning. Freedom's not free. As she just really sung about even in that song. You think freedom ain't free this morning. In Jeremiah 6 and verse 16 here, as he's talking to the nation of Israel, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways." I see three quick things I want to give you in this verse this morning. Three things it says, first off, stand. He says, Israel, you're backslidden, you're in the shape you're in, you're in a mess. He said, you need to take and stand. This morning, I believe this Memorial Day, we need to, number one, first off, we need to stand in honor of those who's gone before us. Amen. I think we need to stand this morning for those who have willingly gave, yes, their best, but have also given what is required for our country. And this morning, with that in mind, I'm going to ask everybody, if you would, to stand with me for a minute. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. This morning, I don't know about y'all, but I say amen to that. Amen. I believe we ought to stand. Amen. We ought to stand this morning for those who have fought and died to give not only their best, but what is required for our country. No matter what you think about this country today, I really don't care. And it really does not matter. But what does matter is we need to stand out of respect. Amen. Out of reverence, out of appreciation, and out of thankfulness for what they gave for our country. That's what Memorial Day is about, is it not? You think about today, we need to stand. Israel come to a place that they wasn't standing spiritually. They come to a place that they wasn't where they needed to be at all with the Lord. They had the abomination. They had sin amongst them like crazy. They thought there was peace in their land. They thought everything was good, but it was not. There was sin. There was chaos just rampant all around them. Kind of reminds you about our country today in a lot of ways. You think about today, the verse said, "Stand ye in the ways." This morning, I think we ought to stand in the ways when it comes to our country and think about the path that the Lord has led our country on to where we're at today. We ought to stand in the way today, and we ought to stand in the fact that, you know, the thing that spoke to my heart is this verse says stand, but yet there's many today that are not standing anymore. Instead, they're doing what? Kneeling. They're kneeling. They're not standing anymore. They're kneeling. You know what? I think instead of kneeling, we need to stand, as this verse says, as God's people. I think as Americans, it's time that we stop kneeling and cowering, amen, to what the socialists, those that are against America, that want to tear down this country and what it was founded upon, it's time to stop kneeling and it's time to start standing out of respect, out of love, amen, out of patriotism, true patriotism, amen. For what this country is founded upon. Freedom is not free this morning. It's time that we stand. You think about there's a time to kneel, but there's a time to stand. And you think about this morning, the freedom is not free in our country. Freedom isn't free anywhere. It never has been, as Brother Brent kind of said at the end of the Sunday school lesson to me this morning. It's always cost something. You think about there's many today that, you know, they're kneeling rather than standing. When that same song plays, our national anthem that me and you had played this morning. You think about their kneeling, but I submit to you there's a time to stand And there's a time to kneel. I think today as God's people, it's a time for us to stand, but I think once we get done standing, we need to get down and kneel. Once the song stops playing, amen, once that time's up, that ought to draw us to a place hearing that song to stand, but then afterwards it ought to draw us to a place right here to our knees. When is the last time that we as God's people have got around an altar and prayed and said, Lord, help our country? When's the last time we've kneeled? When's the last time we've knelt in protest? When's the last time we've knelt? You think about today, I'm simply saying this, that we need to pray for the country that we live in and our leaders. I believe today that we need to pray for them. I think we need to pray for, it's kind of interesting to me that the ones that was mentioned this morning in Sunday school as being wise, all of them were, may I say, pastors, preachers, evangelists, whatever of that type of sort. Why do I say that? Because I believe this morning that is lumped in with our leaders of our country. Because years ago, you look at a lot of the political heads and political leaders that we had, who did they seek advice and different things from? God's people. That's one reason why I felt like that what we did in March and needing to do more of that so much more important. To try to be around them, to try to be an influence, to try to pray, do everything that we can. We all need to do that. You think this morning, we need to pray for our country and for our, even yes, corrupt leaders, a lot of them that we have, and we need to vote to get the corrupt ones out of there as much as we can. I think about this morning, we need to pray for our pastors around this country that God will help them to stand up, to stay true, to do what's right, like some of the ones we mentioned this morning, that they won't give in. And this is where my heart is this morning, is not just so much that, but where is the next generation that's going to come along, that's going to stand up, that's going to be the next Shelton Smith, that's going to be the next these men and ladies that we mentioned this morning? Where is the next ones at? Where's the next ones? Instead, so many's being drew away today for the sake of this right here, money. So many's being drew away today, what can I get for myself? How much of a higher tier can, by the world standards, I lift myself to? What about today, not just your best, that's not enough, but what about giving what's required, as Winston Churchill said? Freedom is not free. You think about today, the Lord gave His life for me and for you, that wasn't free. What does He require of me and you today? One thing He requires of stewards is that they be found faithful. Another thing is the Bible talks about this. We mentioned it last night, talking about our reasonable. We listened this last Sunday night about reasonable service is giving our bodies as a sacrifice to the Lord and doing what He would have us to do with our bodies. You think about, I'm simply saying today this, that we need to pray for our country, our pastors, our leaders. We need to pray for Ralph Norman. We need to pray for Tim Scott. We need to pray for Lindsey Graham. We need to pray for Mike Pence. We need to pray for President Trump and all the other leaders in our country too. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for them. They need the Lord's help. Some of them in more ways than others. But they all need the Lord's help. That's the bottom line. I think we all can agree on that. They need the Lord's help. The Bible in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 verses 1 through 3, if you want to turn and look there later, it talks about and it admonishes us to pray for those that are in authority over us. This morning it's time that we stand in the ways. But it's also time that we take and kneel and pray for our country. For our leaders, and we pray for those soldiers that are out there fighting to still keep our country free. Don't forget, we've got a lot of soldiers out there all across the world that's still fighting today, amen, and risking their lives every day. We need to pray for those men and ladies as well. You think about today as believers, we need to remember on the other flip side of that, we as believers need to remember and stand for the freedoms that we have been given in our country today that those have fought and died for. Amen? You think about simply today, they've died so that we might have the freedom to do exactly what we're doing this morning, to be here in church. Amen? There might be freedom of religion. You look back and you study the history, that's a part of why, a big part of why, that The pilgrims came, amen. Why they came? To be able to come and to worship, amen, and to have that freedom and not have the state church, if you will, telling them what to do and all those types of things. You think about this morning, it was the freedom to have church. The freedom, amen, we ought to be thankful this morning and stand for the freedom to have church, the freedom to go door knocking, the freedom to send missionaries out even all across our country because the Lord knows we need it, amen. You think about, I'm simply saying this morning that we as God's people ought to stand, amen, because look at what was sacrificed and given for us from a country standpoint, but also from a Christian standpoint this morning and what the Lord gave for us on the cross of Calvary. I like the words to the song. It says, "The one who had it all gave it all when he died on Calvary. Some may think that I'm not much, but friend, they just can't see. I must be special. For he paid a special price for me." When I think about that, I think about this morning the need for us to stand because of what the Lord did for us standing on that cross of Calvary. Of how he stood and how he bled and gave his life for me and for you. I think about the song we sing sometimes, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Amen. We need to stand this morning. Jeremiah said, stand ye in the ways. But the second thing that he said here, I think we need to do as well in the fact of realizing that freedom is not free, is he said, stand, and then he said, and see. We need to stand this morning, but we need to see. You say, what in the world do you mean by that, Pastor? I think memorial, you look up the word, and memorial has the idea of remembering something. Amen. Remembering something that's taken place in the past. And why do I say that? Having a memorial, something, a lot of times we think of a monument or something erected and those types of things to remind us, the next generation, of what's taking place. This morning, I believe Memorial Day is about standing, but it's about seeing as well. In other words, we need to see today and remember our history. We need to stand today and see those that have bled and died and what the sacrifice they have given for our country. We need to see that sacrifice again. You say, what do you mean by see the sacrifice? I mean, see it and realize it and it touch our hearts afresh and anew on this Memorial Day and see what was given so you and I could do what we're doing today. To see what you and I have been given so that we could take and do what you're going to do to celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow. We need to see it this morning. We need to see it. You think about, why do I say see it? Well, I say it because of this too. There's so many out there nowadays, and if you don't know this and you don't see this, then you need to wake up and see it. That's all I know to say. They're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to change history. They're trying to cut it out. All kinds of stuff. Well, that was a mistake we made along the way somewhere as a country. And it may or may not have been. That's up for debate depending on what you're talking about. But you know what? That does not matter. It's still our history. Amen? We need to know it. We need to know that mistake. The next generation like David, Donnie, amen, Daniel, other kids, they need to be taught. America made a mistake here. If it was a mistake, amen? This should have been done differently. That should have been done differently. What is wrong with teaching and showing the fact there was some men and some great ladies down through the years that, yes, as our country was being formed, there was some mistakes made. Was there not? Can you agree with that? Now, a lot of things they say mistakes ain't mistakes. Let me say that too, okay? Let me throw that out there. But I'm saying there has been some mistakes. You say, how could you say that? Because we're humans. Amen? As much as you think that our founding fathers were great, and they were, and they are, and I'm not disputing that at all, but even the greatest one of them made mistakes. Amen? And that's one of the things to me that I think's great about a great leader is they'll realize and admit the fact when they have made a mistake. They'll fess up to it. They'll tell the truth. They won't go on and ignore it like they haven't done anything wrong. Amen? But what with a great leader, though, they'll see that mistake, and what will they do? They'll learn from it. And if we take and rob from our kids and we don't let them see, amen, Memorial Day, see some of the mistakes maybe that's been made along the way, see some who have bled and died and given their life for our country, they'll think, oh, it's always just been this way. I've tried to imagine in my mind sometimes, and I don't know if any of y'all ever have, and this may be a bad imagination, but I don't know. But I've tried to imagine sometimes what it must be like and how what things would be like if we lived under tyranny of some sort, like some of these other countries out there. If we didn't have the freedoms and things that we have, I'm thankful we do, but I wonder, what is that like? Why do you say that? Because when I say that, it helps me to realize I've never seen that before. It ought to cause us to do this and say, thank you, Lord. It ought to cause us to stand because some things that we haven't seen. Amen. That some others have. Because of those who fought for our country. You think about today, we ought to stand, we ought to see. You think about there was a man that had a different philosophy about history than those around us today and most of the world does. And his name was George Santana. And you've heard this quote many times. And if he's not known for anything else, he's known for this. He said this quote, "Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it." And that is so true. And how will you know if you write the Civil War, I'm just naming one thing, out of history, and write slavery out, and all these other things that people want to dispute about that our country made or didn't make mistakes about that I'm not going to get into this morning for the sake of time, but I think we all know where we stand on those things. Guess what? We might be doomed to repeat some of those same mistakes. Amen? They need to know. We need to know. We need to be taught what our history is. Not mark it out, not scratch it out and say that's a black spot. We're not going to talk about it. No, we need to be taught. Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And how many times have we seen that happen in real life, in our own personal lives, and in our country as well? Because we did not learn from our history. And how can our kids learn if they ain't been taught? Amen? That's been done before. I'm simply saying today we need to learn from our history. That is why we should have Memorial Day, I believe, is as a part of being taught our history so that in the end we might be stronger as a nation. Amen? And realize and stand and see those who've given their lives and where the Lord has brought us from. May I say as well, I believe as Christians, as believers, we need to remember our history. In other words, His story. Amen? We need to remember His story and remember where the Lord has brought us from in your life spiritually. We need to see that. Remember where you used to be. Remember back, but look at where you are today. I believe the Memorial Day, the greatest Memorial Day in the life of the believer, is the day that they got saved. Amen? Yeah. To look back and remember that day that they took and gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're born again, a new creature in Him. You think about today the fact that now we ought to take and see and remember what He's done for us on the cross of Calvary. We need to look back and see that this morning of where He brought us from. See the one that gave His life for us so that we could have the freedom in Christ that we have today. You see, because as a song we said a while ago said so appropriately, it says, "Our Father's God to thee, Author of liberty. To thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King." I'm simply saying today that He's the author of liberty, and we need to stand and look and see the liberty that He's given us in Christ Jesus. You think about, but the third thing this verse says is, "Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths." In other words, the third thing that Israel needed to do is they need to ask for the old path. Another popular thing today, along with rewriting history and kneeling in our country, the third thing that we see in our country today that I think this point addresses perfectly of the old paths, how many times have you heard in the media this quote, and this is pretty exact, "They're trying to take our country backwards." How many times do you hear that type of thing? "We're going back to the dark ages. We're talking about making abortion illegal again. Poor women hiding in the secret." How many times do you say they're trying to take us backwards in these progressive ideas and things, but we need to move forward. progressives. You got what I'm saying? How many times do you hear churches today, say the same thing? We need to progress. We need to move forward. We need to get with the times.